FM Breakfast, morning, KC. Stephanie Rainey's over there.
Hiya.
Morning. Stephen's just sent in something that's after blowing my mind. Absolutely blowing my mind.
Okay.
That is incredible. He said, take a look at the Lidl logo. All right, have a look at the Lidl logo. The Lidl logo is a tiny dog playing a piano.
He's right.
How have I never seen that before?
I don't know, and I'm...
That is... If you look at the red part of what is supposed to be an eye, it's a dog playing a piano.
On the L, yeah. And I'm now wondering, have we all been mind-controlled for years and we didn't know?
So really, this is some kind of legal conspiracy?
Yes.
Where they're going to be selling dogs and pianos eventually. Is that what they're leading us
or
into?
Something. Maybe the dogs are in charge. Who knows?
Oh my God, it's a canine industry.
Yeah,
they're all sitting in boardrooms with little smoking cigars.
Not to kind of get into like conspiracy theories.
Let's put a metal aisle in there. Sell them chainsaws and wet gear.
Loads of Jack Russells going, sure, boss.
And gooch candles.
Gooch candles. It's Goop, Steph. It's Goop. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Lidl and Aldi were like two Doberman pinchers who had a big fight and they...
This is it.
Oh, my God. What have we unravelled? Anyway, Stephen, thanks for that. This is Stephen Murphy. Stephen Murphy is a bit of a messer out there in Cork. He's on TikTok. He's under Murphy Law on TikTok. This is where you'll find him. He sat his mom down and he told her he's entering a competition on Red FM to win 25 grand. But he had to, the competition, the mechanic, the instructions was you had to describe how amazing your mother was. So she's sitting at the table with him, phone is on, and he's just kind of elbowing her. Just go with this, mom. Just go with it, all right? Here's Stephen and his mom.
Is a competition I'm entering to win 25,000 on Red FM, right? So I'm going to start with saying my name, then you say my name. So my name is Stephen Murphy. This is my mum,
Irene Murphy.
And today we're entering the competition to win 25,000 euro on why my mother is my biggest inspiration. When we were small, growing up, my mother had an affair with the local priest. My father found out about the affair and left us when we were, left my mother when we were small. My father left my mother for another man. They adopted the child and they are happily married in Rome. My mother struggled to put food on the table, couldn't get a job. So she started an Irish dancing club.
Steve!
She all know in Mallow.
Steve!
This is the truth, Steph. Shut up, it's for 25 grand. Shut up. Well, she be quiet. She started an Irish dancing class. But she didn't know in the Irish dancing club she used to sell drugs to all the people up there. She was
Steve,
a local drug dealer.
Stevie!
Shut up, please.
At that moment, she just dives across the table to knock the phone off. Does he get the 25 grand?
We need to come up with 25k for him.
Oh God, that was brilliant, Steve. Chorus Good Times, Red FM, it's Lewis Capaldi's Survive. What genre would you put him into, Stephanie Rainey? Like, it's Myself and Rory, we're trying to categorise him.
If I was putting his music into Spotify, mm-hmm. as I've done for myself many times, I would say adult contemporary.
Miserable adult contemporary.
Sad bangers.
Sad bangers.
Sad bangers. He's all very right. good.
He's very funny, very good. But it's all his music is basically, it's like a fella that really wants to find a girlfriend, isn't it?
I'm so lonely.
Yeah, there's a lot of misery in there.
And he definitely has a girlfriend. Like, he's grand.
Is he all right?
But should we all do that? We all write sad songs about things that aren't real.
Like what?
Like you'd be writing about a breakup when you're like in a fully functioning relationship. Like you just drag out things from your past.
Oh, it's just basically you're de-traumatizing yourself from your teenage disco years.
You're just going over your traumatic past every now and then, you know.
Anyway, she is in a very happy relationship with a beautiful baby bubba at home. But Stephanie Rainey, who joins us this week on the show, is with child.
You never taught me.
I know you thought maybe, is she okay? Is she putting on a few pounds? So did everyone in my locale, because I am like 7.5 months pregnant now. I'd say they were like, Is she? Because I only announced this last night on my socials, because Gary was like, please announce it. Let's get this done.
Okay, so I don't know what you're having.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think, stand up there for a second.
Yeah, it's definitely a baby.
It's very low. It's definitely a baby.
Definitely a baby, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go. All right, first of all, how have you been feeling?
Horrendous.
Okay, so horrendous. Lots of heartburn. Lots
no
of Galveston.
Heartburn.
No,
heartburn.
Okay, no heartburn.
Very
okay.
Sick at the beginning. Maybe a little bit more emotional, we'll say.
Than little Jackson.
How active is the baby? Is the baby kicking? Is
pretty
baby
active.
Somersaulting?
Mornings and evenings, pretty active.
Yeah.
Penalty shootout kind of active.
Penalty shootout kind of active. Bear in mind now the women's soccer went to the penalties mm-hmm. last night.
Okay.
Also good for a penal.
Have you had any mad cravings? Like you want to have a cold sandwich or something? Like you want to eat something really weird?
Coleslaw on bread on
okay.
its own.
Nice.
I mean, that's not that weird, is
that's
it?
That's not the truth. Have you ever heard of pregnant women having a craving to eat coal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Coal.
It's weird. It's this sulfur thing. It's really bonkers.
It would be a low point in your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I haven't gotten there yet. Like, I am very hungry, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, that's why we're talking with spice bags. And you say, could you have a corn at this hour of the morning? Yes, I could.
You've got a human inside you. Of course you're going to be hungry. Place your bets to Rory O'Hagan. Stephanie Rainey is having a what?
Well, it's definitely a baby. We've established that.
Okay.
Definitely a baby.
I'm going to say a boy.
You're going for a boy. I'm going to say a little girline.
And you would be wrong.
No! You're having a little boy!
Two boys.
Oh, my God.
Only boys in my house.
Three little willies in your house now. Sorry, three. Gary.
Yes, it's going to be all. It's going to be. I'm going to spend my life trying to get someone down off something all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, as is my life right now. But it's going to be great.
Oh, that's congratulations.
You know what? I'm a boy mom.
You are such a mammy mom anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I think I can handle this.
Now, please call him Sonny. Sonny Rainey. How
Sonny.
Cute is that?
Should I not be calling him Red, considering, I just announced.
Was he conceived
gender.
In here? Was he?
Just Rory will do. We'll be fine.
Fired. Rory's a good name.
Because Rory is red anyway.
Yeah.
It's Rua.
KC, what's your name?
My name is Keith.
Keith?
Yeah.
I only know you as KC. Like, I kind of know that. Like, mm-hmm. But I'm like, Keith, Rory.
It's a dying name, by the way. There's very little Keiths left.
I told you, I want something weird. And Gary wants something
Timber.
More. Timber. No, Jackson.
Shovel.
I have Jackson. That's not that weird.
Jackson's amazing,
but
yeah.
We have to get something to match the vibe, you know?
Okay, we need a name for Stephanie's baby by 9 o'clock. 0868104106. For her new baby, Bubba. You are the only girl in your home. Oh my God.
It's official.
When is the little fella going to be here now?
September.
Wow. Okay. Can we have some names, please? Your suggestions. You could officially name Stephanie's baby.
Vicks VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Now, I want to get back to this Liam Neeson story because, first of all, he's been hanging out with Stephen Colbert and they were having a chat about something that I didn't know was a thing. It's hot Irish guy summer over in the States. Have you heard about this?
Are you aware of how people are excited about the Irish? It's led to some very interesting headlines right now. Here is the New York Times, a thirst for the Irish. This is my favorite. It's officially hot Irish guy summer.
Come here. Is that from 1980 or something?
No, that's from now.
Seriously?
Yeah. This one actually seems like a bad idea because Irish guys don't do great in the summer. They really need a lot of sunscreen to have a hot summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
that's interesting. I wonder why. Yeah.
Why?
Killian Murphy.
It's Killian.
It's
and
Killian.
Paul Mescal.
And Paul Mescal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're young.
Kids.
Don't you hate young people?
I do.
Now, this is on a sideline from that chat. The internet is on fire with the rumours that Liam Neeson, one of our finest actors, the man who played a historic giant in Michael Collins and played it brilliantly.
What about that?
Is in a relationship with who? Is this confirmed or is it just whispery
bits?
Apparently,
it's not that it's not confirmed. Basically, him and Pamela Anderson have starred in a reboot of Naked Gun.
They have, okay? Yeah.
And basically, like, the red carpets are on fire because they cannot keep their hands off each other and gushing about getting to work with each other in a romantic capacity in the movie.
Oh, wow.
Like, apparently an intimacy coach was like, I had to leave.
He couldn't handle it.
Like, It's just, it's, you know what? It's just, you wouldn't
no,
put them together.
Never, ever.
Like if you said to me, who's Liam Neeson dating? I would have said 20 people. Now somebody texted in earlier on saying Madonna, can't unsee that.
Yeah, no way.
But Pamela Anderson, I kind of love it because I actually love Pamela Anderson. I love her since I saw her documentary. I think she's such an intriguing person. But like, is Pamela coming to live in Ireland? Is that what's happening? Are we jumping the gun? I'm jumping the gun.
You're jumping the
naked gun.
Naked gun, yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting one. Again, look, you know,
I'm here for it all day.
It's just we don't need a Tommy Lee-esque Liam Neeson type leaked video on the internet on board a speedboat. I'm just saying. We're asking the people of Cork to name Stephanie Rainey's little boy who will be here in September. Gender reveal just happened if you missed it.
Yep.
How many Elijahs have we got? A half a dozen.
Loads of Elijahs. And I actually do love that name. I do like the name Eli.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's cool.
Cheers, gang. What about Feckin?
Feckin Rainey Keane.
Feckin Rainey again.
Oh, I love that.
Might just work.
Yeah. Because you know what?
Yeah.
I feel like it kind of gives him a vibe instantly.
Absolutely.
He's already great crack if his name is Feckin.
Nobody's messing with Feckin.
Oh. Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
I remember growing up, if you had a name like Scott, that was a pretty cool name.
Like, yeah, because it was
a bit American. It was American movie. It was kind of like Scott had a BMX and ET, didn't he? It was that kind of vibe.
Yeah, it was not an Irish name.
How are you, Scott?
Our things, Casey.
My things are wonderful, buddy. How are your own?
All good now, yeah.
Good man. You're representing Rathcormac this morning, Scott. Scott, have you got a name for Stephanie's baby, please?
Oh, I suppose we'll go Cork with Michael.
Michael.
Oh, Michael. Big fella himself.
She has a Jackson, so Michael and Jackson, that would be amazing.
That would. Now people would be looking at me sideways.
They probably would, yeah.
But also,
yeah,
it's a vibe.
A good combination.
I love it. Nice one, Scott. Now, Scott, will you do me a favour? 10 out of 10 here, buddy.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Scott, who won the All-Ireland yesterday?
Kerry.
Who was in a relationship with Katy Perry until recently?
Orlando Bloom.
Name an Irish comedian, first name Jason.
Burn.
Fenty is the underwear brand of what singer? Fenty.
Miley Cyrus.
At question number 5. What Cork team won in All-Ireland over the weekend? Just say the Minor Ladies. Yeah, correct. Question number 6.
Minor Ladies,
true
yeah.
or false? Tina Turner was in a Mad Max movie.
True.
Question 7. What Sunday paper was cancelled in 2011 due to a scandal?
Oh, The Sun.
Yeah, question number 8. What is the name of the latest release from Ed Sheeran?
Sapphire.
Question number 9. In the Donegal song, Jimmy's Winning Matches, what Jimmy are they referencing?
Jim McGuinness.
Question number 10. What year was Instagram launched? Quickly.
2009.
Good on you, buddy. Scott, that was a bit stressful. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't know if we were going to get there. Kerry won the All-Ireland yesterday. Congratulations to the Kingdom. They were absolutely awesome. Who's in a relationship with Katy Perry until recently? That is Orlando Bloom. Jason Byrne is correct. Fenty is the underwear brand of what singer? Stephanie?
Oh, it's Rihanna.
It's Rihanna, it is. That's her old frilly knickers company. The Minor Ladies won over the weekend. Tina Turner was in Mad Max. The Sunday newspaper cancelled in 2011 was News of the World. It was News of the World. And then Sapphire is correct. Jim McGuinness is correct. And Instagram launched. You missed it by a year. It was 2010. Scott, you've got a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors. And we will talk to you another day, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
All right, buddy. You mind yourself. See you, Scott. Do it tomorrow. Pop quiz is back at 8:15 tomorrow morning. I've got something nice for you to win with McDonald's coming up and 102 grand in cash machine on the way. And we're going to find a name for Steph's baby before 9 o'clock.
It's all going on.
It's all happening here. I presume all of you like to go to see really good comedians every now and then, right?
Yeah.
You fan of live comedy, Katie Jane? Oh, I better put your mic on. That'll be handy.
I am.
Yeah. Kelly?
Major fan.
Who do you love? Who's your favourite?
I love Kevin Bridges, Michael McIntyre, Ricky Gervais, Catherine Tate.
Mac is in town this weekend, Michael McIntyre, isn't he? I've seen this show.
If anyone's going, it's brilliant.
Yeah, he's very good. I think he's one of the only comedians that does a live show, and I don't think he swears, does he?
What?
No.
Clean as a whistle.
And if he does, he apologises.
That was very darling.
He's so good.
Yeah, very funny. Well, he came from nothing. He started doing like tiny shows to 60 people in little pubs, and you know, he's just one of the biggest comedians in the world. Tommy was in the Marquee, as you know, Tommy Tiernan, a few weeks ago. There was a lot of complaints going into Tommy's show because everyone had their phone taken off them.
Proper order too, though.
All right, and then they put in a little kind of dust bag and they keep it for you. Now, there's two reasons that this happened. First of all, Tommy doesn't want people recording his material and putting it on the internet because he's touring this stuff.
And taking it out of context.
And also, Tommy goes a bit edgy. Tommy doesn't want to be cancelled and he wants to contain his comedy to attend to an audience because he says some pretty wild things and he could, you know, if that was put up on X or Twitter and then the way the Punch Brigade jump in on all these things.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he loses his contract in RT. So that's the reason the phones are kept away. Chris Kent was incredible. Masterclass in comedy at the Marquee over the last couple of weeks.
I heard it was amazing.
Brilliant. And shout out to Cornelius the comic as well. He's doing his show in the Opera House. Go check him out. He was Chris's warm-up act. But I think this is, when you see a live comedian and they're at their absolute peak, it's very brave to do a little bit of engagement with the audience because it can flop or it can go brilliant. I think this is the best comeback ever by a comedian. Neil Delamere.
What's your name, fella? Jack. Okay, what do you do, Jack? You're a teacher as well. An alarm technician.
That's so good.
Oh my God, I have a flurry of driving test stories to get through here. Obviously, don't read out my name. Oh, this must be serious, so. Obviously, don't read out my name. I failed my driving test due to unwanted physical attention. Long story short, I was so uncomfortable driving for years by myself in my own little car that I always, when I was driving, I rested my hand on the passenger seat.
Okay, yeah.
You know, you kind of do it as maybe a confidence crutch.
Yeah.
During the test, I rested my hand on the tester's leg.
No!
Did it for about 3 seconds. Grabbed the wrong gear stick there, kid. And
she didn't pass, did she?
He said, head back to the centre there, please, immediately.
No.
But the absolute shame.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's an honest mistake, though.
It is, yeah. You're supposed to have your two hands on the steering wheel, Vic. Not one on the tester.
Good morning, lads. Well, for my test, which was a hell of a long time ago now, my aunt died the night before, my dad's sister, and then he took me to my driving test the next day, and he was like, I know you'll pass. Sandra will be in the back seat. She'll be in the rear view mirror. Every time you look in the rear view mirror, there she'll be egging you on. And I'm telling you, I felt the pressure, but I passed, so thank the Lord.
Oh, that's lovely.
My story is similar to the last one. My sister, who passed her driving test on the fourth attempt, was doing her second driving test and she was told to turn right at the roundabout and she literally turned right on the roundabout. So she's a brunette and this day that's why I call her a Malteser, blonde on the inside. Wait, can I say that on the radio?
You just did.
I don't say my name.
Oh my God, lads.
Malteser.
So somebody else, is she saying that she mounted a roundabout as well? Is that what she's saying? She turned right at the roundabout.
No, she's, instead of you go to the roundabout, you're supposed to turn round right at the roundabout by going around the roundabout.
Right, but she just went right. The other way. Oh God.
When I done my driving test like years and years ago, I was 17. So we were driving around Toker like happy out. Everything was going well. And then he said, if you just pull in here to the left for a minute. So pulled in. He got out of the car, ran into the shop and got a box of fags. I was actually sitting in the car like, is someone actually pranking me? He got back into the car, put on a seatbelt. He was like, cheers for that. He was like, when it's safe to do so, there now, indicate and pull off. I was like, sorry? But I passed anyway.
Yay!
So all good.
Thanks. Well done, Kelly. Fantastic.
That's a great story.
And did you celebrate by lighting up at the, sitting outside?
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Sounds like you got a pretty chill tester there, Kelly. Yeah. Fair play. When you were doing your driving test, did anything exciting happen to you, actually?
No, I just failed it.
You just failed it? Okay. Yeah. First time round. This is pretty incredible.
Okay.
I think this might be one of the most incredible driving test stories I've ever heard.
Right.
As told by the driver's friend.
Morning, guys. A friend of mine was doing her driving test in Limerick and the driving instructor said to her, take it handy here now and go straight through the roundabout and you'll never guess what she did.
Oh, no.
She went straight through the roundabout and out the other side. Instant fail.
Good Lord. Like over the shrubs and the
grass. Straight over the roundabout. Straight through the roundabout.
She mounted the roundabout. She mounted the roundabout.
She went through.
What about the flowers?
It's called a roundabout, like not a straight through about.
Now, I can understand it occasionally with the little small ones that are painted on the road. You know those little small ones?
Yeah, but to actually...
What's the story with those,
to
anyway?
To go ploughing through the actual roundabout. Wait, she did what he told her to do, though. I mean...
To be fair.
I wouldn't have failed her for that necessarily. That was unfair from him.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.